Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for July 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We promote God, family, and country, protect life, liberty, and property every day of the week, except for the Sabbath. On the Sabbath, we take a rest, folks. 6 days a week shall we labor in restoring, repairing, recovering, protecting, defending the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm Sam Bushman. Kirk Crosby's with me. First, a recap of yesterday's, well, it wasn't yesterday's show, I guess. I was taking a break. Had to take my son to the airport. He flew to the Washington, D.C. area because he's serving a religious mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and he's in Washington, D.C. North. So that's kind of neat. All right, and so I took off for that to wish him farewell and tell him we love him and send him off, right? But on Saturday, I had a funeral, so we weren't live Saturday either. But we were live Monday, so I'll recap Monday's show. Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, was with us. We talked about Ron Paul talking about the Schatz-Rand Paul Amendment prevents local police departments from obtaining military weapons. You see, arming local police officers with the weapons of the military is a horrible idea. It makes them believe they're in a war, and has the cops start to act like citizens are an occupying source, right? And they start to treat individuals and citizens like enemy combatants. This not only leads to incidents of police violating people's rights, but folks, it's just flat out un-American. It undermines the very foundation of our country. Please contact your senators. Well, I should have said that. I guess it already failed. All right. Well, anyway, our prayers were for success there. Schatz Paul Amendment, what a wonderful thing. What a sad tale to tell. Canyon copy goes cashless. A personal update from Lowell Nelson. Yeah, are we starting to enter a cashless society accelerated by the, quote, COVID? Man attacks Greek tax office employees with an axe. They say authorities are still looking for any clear motives of the attack. This is the part I don't understand. I'm not saying anybody has the right to take an axe to anybody else. I'm just saying I get the point. You know what? They've been taxing and thieving from people for so long that people are just at the breaking point. Now, we encourage you not to do this at home or at any tax office or any place near you. Don't do it. But we understand the point. How do they search for a motive? Well, the motive is the guy is so sick of taxes. I mean, I literally have a grave site that says, near my father's, that says, cause of death, IRS. And now man attacks Greek, you know, tax office or whatever, tax employees with an axe, and they wonder why? What do you call a system, folks, in which a person is forced to work for someone else without pay? It's called slavery, of course, right? That's the point. Bill Gates promoted the depopulation agenda. LouRockwell.com, great article there. Bill Gates has a, quote, strange image of himself. He sees himself as the, quote, Messiah that saves the world through vaccination and through population reduction. Bill Gates says, quote, if we're doing a real good job vaccinating children, we can reduce the world's population 10 to 15%. The guy's a nut. We also talked about the global polio eradication initiative. Global Research did the details on this, globalresearch.com. And they talked about mass sterilization. Kenyan doctors find anti-fertility in the UN tetanus vaccine that they were giving out. By the way, folks, it's affecting America just the same. The COVID setup is now fully complete. CDC outlines plans for death. Gary D. Barnett with the story. We also finished up by saying, pray as if everything depends upon God. Work as if everything depends upon you. That was our 1 hour, two. We had Dr. Scott Bradley with us. his goal to preserve the nation, his website, freedomsrisingsun.com. And we talked about Roger Stone and his racial slur. I really don't feel like arguing with this Negro comment. And Scott started out the good doctor by saying, you know, I don't see how this is really relevant. Who cares? People say bad stuff all the time. Yeah, but we're starting to see a continual racial wedge being driven in the people. And this just highlights the lengths they'll go to. So Roger Stone makes a stupid comment. I get it. But why is that national news? Why should Americans pick sides? We should just simply say, Roger, you're completely ignorant. Don't say stuff like that. It's offensive, buddy. And let it go. You know what? You can just shame this guy for his ignorance on this topic. Okay, you don't say I don't feel like arguing with this Negro. Okay, I don't know that it's as much racial as anything else. But, you know, he shouldn't be saying that kind of stuff. But why is that a national discussion? Because they're driving a wedge on every fault line possible. All right, the Pentagon bans Confederate flag in a very carefully worded written policy. Why? So they don't cross President Trump, but they can still ban the Confederate flag, not by name or by words, but by manipulated, crafty legalese. Ammon Bundy then speaks to why he's joining Black Lives Matter. Now, see, BLM, I don't know why Ammon Bundy would join that. I completely disagree with aligning oneself with that, but I get it. The cops have abused poor Ammon Bundy more than anybody I know. But I wouldn't join Black Lives. See, I think if we're not very careful, we get deceived in these divides. White guys yell, we're on your side, as the rioters smash their windows. This kind of stuff just shows who's on the Lord's side, who that's where we need to stand. We need to have peace over violence. Don't let America's churches be driven underground. The sheer volume of abuses against people of faith is astonishing. It's staggering, folks. It's madness. All right, are they starting to push your church into the cultural closet? Governors are seeking to silence churches across the country. How do we politely, peacefully say we're not going to let you do that in the greatest country on the face of the earth? Right? We've got a lot to do in America, folks. But it starts with being positive. It starts with returning to what made America great in the first place. That's God, family, and country. It starts with good people talking about solutions and highlighting the best way to move forward every day. And I'm telling you right now, it's God over Satan. It's peace over violence. It's freedom over tyranny. It's liberty and safety and prosperity and stability. And that all happens when people obey the commandments of God and they obey proper rules for society. And the best way to obey proper rules for society is start with the basis of all civilized societies. That's the Ten Commandments. And you know what? If people obey the Ten Commandments and they're self-governed, there's not a whole lot of need for government. Now, I don't mind a governmental, very tiny second tier for the once in a while bad actor. But if we want to make a difference, folks, we're going to have to turn to God and repent. And we're going to have to get in our fundamental unit of society, families, protect one another and teach one another and love one another and, well, love thy God and love thy neighbor and kick the Ten Commandments in place. And self-governing people don't need a whole lot of external government, do they? See, that's why it starts there. All right, speaking of starting there, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, there's so much to talk about, it's hard to even get my arms around it. But Donald Trump at the top of the hour, President Trump, literally saying, hey, COVID's going to get a lot worse. It's horrible. He was pushing back for quite a while, I thought, but now he's whole hog involved in the coronavirus acceleration. And it's getting worse everywhere you go, Kurt. Masks are being mandated everywhere. I've literally seen in the news 10 to 15 more companies mandating masks. These are national chains mandating masks everywhere. So you might not have government mandating masks, but you're going to have the private sector being feared into mandating masks everywhere. And Disney is no different. Let me give you this couple of tidbits from Disney. Disney World, quote, tightens mask requirements. All right, USA Today has the piece. And they say Disney World visitors will no longer be able to eat or drink while walking. So, Kurt, I know you think you can eat and chew gum at the same time, buddy, but not anymore. Yeah, they say you cannot eat or drink unless you're stationary. And you can take off a mask to eat or drink, and you can take off a mask to go swimming. Other than that, you can't take off your mask, buddy, and you certainly can't be mobile while eating or drinking. Because you could just, you know, I don't know, spit your piece of chicken on somebody by mistake or something. I don't know what they're thinking, but they're literally going to this level to where now they're going to control. You can't move around while you're eating, buddy. And you, so this is just getting, in my opinion, over the top, sir. Any comment on this?
Well, I think of all the new jobs, Sam. I mean, guys going around with little, I guess, you know, little guns and, you know, little ticket-like things. And if they see somebody eating while they're walking, you know, pulling them over like a little, you know, flashing light thing and giving them a ticket, you know, there. And so in Disneyland, you got not only your expense to go there, and you got to stand on the different little X's so that you're socially, you know, separate and all that kind of stuff. But then you got to make sure you avoid the food police, you know. I mean, think of all the fun you can have there, you know.
Yeah, no, you won't be able to eat or drink while walking. According to the theme park's updated mask policy. Now, I don't even know how to respond to this because they were going to open the L.A. Disney, but then they decided not to open that either. They put that off because of the COVID outbreaks. Let's talk about this because we're getting locked down everywhere. Everything. You say, Sam, you're being extreme. Oh, am I?
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, the point I'm getting at is more and more and more businesses and establishments everywhere are requiring visitors to wear masks, undergo temperature checks, and observe social distancing guidelines. Disneyland in California was scheduled to open, but you know what? I guess they put that off. It was postponed because of ever-rising cases of corona in the state. Kurt, this is getting out of control, man. I don't know how to respond to it, but I'm just saying, by the time we force everybody to be distant from one another, by the time we force everyone to wear masks, by the time we say you got to be stationary while you eat, all I'm saying is, number one, enforcement's literally impossible. And number two, I'm not so sure that it's going to help with the problems. It seems like what we're doing is locking everybody down, face masking everyone, to where you could say we're slowing the spread of the corona, and we may be to some degree. But what you're doing is instead of letting the corona rifle through everybody and get herd immunity quickly, natural herd immunity, what we're doing is we're slowing it down to where this is going to last for years. And even President Trump a couple of months ago, he's like, I'm going to open up the economy by Easter or whatever. Never happened. I'm going to, you know, do this. I'm going to do that. And you know, we're going to come back. We're going to open the schools. We're going to this. We're going to that. We're going to. And now President Trump is like, hey, this is going to last for a long time. It's going to get way worse before it gets better, et cetera, et cetera. Kurt.
Well, at least I don't see why you couldn't just go to Disneyland on Zoom. You know, Sam, I mean, just take the Zoom ride on Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, you got all that fun. And you don't even really, well, I guess you will have to wait in line, you know, till it's your turn to take your Zoom ride through there. But, you know, think about it, Sam. It wouldn't even be that hot. You know, you could, I mean, of course,
virtual Disney. What do you, if they get the 3D yeah. virtual reality going, I guess you got something, Kurt.
Well, I mean, you know, and then of course, you don't even have to drive or fly. I mean, who needs an airline? You know what I mean? Those cruise ships, I'm just trying to figure out what they're going to be used for in the future. But anyway, looks like, you know, good times ahead.
Wow. I don't really know how to respond to this, ladies and gentlemen, because here's the question. Where's it going to go? You know, in the beginning, they said, we're just going to shut down for a couple of weeks here to get ahead of this thing. Then the shutdowns lasted longer and longer and longer. And then we thought things were going to open up. And now it's like, whoa, we opened up too quickly and almost killed everybody. Longer and longer and longer. And the president's taking a turn on his tune and going kind of negative now, saying longer and longer. We then said, well, we can open up, but hey, now you got to wear masks. Now you got to social distance. Now you got to have your temperature checked everywhere you go. They literally are starting to add to logbooks people's temperature checks to say, hey, Sam was here and his temperature was a little bit over the limit there. Not well, better not let Sam come in, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's out of control. They say testing, social tracing, or contact tracing is what they call it. Social distancing is what they call it. And then eventual what? Quarantine, isolation, government-controlled levels of activity based on bureaucrats deciding. Donald Trump now says, I'm going to restart daily coronavirus briefings. They're a great way to get information out to the public. Do you want to respond to that, Kurt? Do you agree with that?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's sure a lot of things coming our way when you say information to the public. You know, that all just depends on where you get your information, you know. I mean, you can either watch, and I guess you could say consume information that's from one group or another. It's nice to see some options of good folks available to you, and you know, it's an interesting time. I'll give you that, Sam.
Well, you're right about that, but I'm not at all excited about you know, the President Trump creating these quote, you know, White House press briefings or whatever else on the corona every day. Because I believe they were just a point of contention and fighting. All right, you know, what are we talking about? Are we talking about pitching Fauci's line? I haven't heard President Trump bring any of the technologies or capabilities or concerns or discussion points that you and I have been talking about lately on the radio to the table. None of them. Zero. Okay, you got this doctor in Texas that says, hey, I got a great solution for this. It works. I've written a paper. I'm trying to get it to everybody. Well, I can't get a hold of the doctor if my life depends on it. That's a concern. But I haven't heard President Trump talk about that at all. He's gone against Fauci a little bit. I guess they say when President Trump's standing at the podium daily, he has better numbers. So maybe it's about the election. I don't know. I just know that when I saw the press briefings, I'm telling you right now, I found it 90% not really that valuable. Hey, we're going to create a gazillion, what do they call those machines? What are those machines called?
Ventilators.
Yeah, ventilators. We're going to create a gazillion ventilators. In fact, we're going to use the government force to make everybody create ventilators and masks. We got to be on top of this. You know, I heard that. Now what about the ventilators? How much money do we spend on the ventilators? Now mandated vaccines. We're going to force companies to make a gazillion vaccines, and we're going to buy up all the vaccines in advance. But I don't believe any of those are the solutions at all to this problem. And so I don't know where we go from here, Kurt, but I have a feeling that we'll never be able to go back from a lot of this. When we say things are going to get back to normal, what does that mean? Back to a new normal? What is the new normal going to look like? And the answer is it might get a little bit better, temporarily speaking, but as long as the government realizes they have this newfound power where they can lock everybody down by manipulation and by, I want to say faux force, because it's faux meaning, you know, it's not really real force. They're not forcing you, but they're using guidance and press briefings and quote professionals, and they're browbeating everybody into fear to the point where people voluntarily and or by force are starting to just lock everybody down. But imagine everywhere you go, a temperature check. Everywhere you go, a log saying Sam Bushman was here. Everywhere you go, a mandate for social distancing. Everywhere you go, you know, these temperature checks, these contact tracings, these, you know, requiring people to wear masks. It's not a choice. They're at first kind of soft, but they're getting more hard too, hardened. It used to be to where we really encourage you to wear a mask. Now they're like, hey, you can't even come in if you don't wear a mask. It is getting so bad, Kurt. So I don't know how to really respond to this, but a Kentucky couple said they were, quote, placed on house arrest and fitted with ankle monitors after one of them tested positive for the COVID-19. But they refused to sign a, quote, county self-isolation order. You want to respond to this? Have you seen this story, Kurt?
No, that one's unfamiliar to me, Sam.
Mm-mm. All right, I don't know how to respond to this story at all. I guess the lady's name is Elizabeth Linscott, L-I-N-S-C-O-T-T, Linscott, Linscott, told reporters that she decided to get tested as a precaution before visiting her grandparents. Wow. After receiving a positive test result, the county health department contacted her, asking her, they requested that she sign a self-isolation order. And she must receive, quote, government county health department approval before leaving her house, her residence, for any reason. And she refused. Okay? Well, then it got rowdy. Now, according to the Lexington Herald Leader, a few days after she refused to sign the isolation order, the couple unexpectedly received a visit from the sheriff's department at their house. She says, I opened up the door, and there's like 8 different people. 5 different cars, says her husband. That's according to the NBC affiliate there. Wow. I guess the affiliate there is called The Wave, right? Anyway, I'll tell you the rest of the story in seconds. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Democrats responding to the Trump administration's memorandum that's aimed at preventing undocumented immigrants from being counted in the 2020 U.S. Census. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer.
This order isn't worth the paper it's printed on and will be struck down by the courts.
An administration official telling NBC News excluding undocumented immigrants, in his words, reflects a better understanding of the Constitution and democratic principles. Homeland Security says there have been 43 federal arrests in Portland, Oregon since the 4th of July. Acting Department Secretary Chad Wolf saying the protesting in that city has been hostile, and he maintains his stance that the agency acknowledges that people have a right to protest peacefully. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. And again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, to tell you the truth. I thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, give him my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump is urging Americans now to mask up to slow the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. Yesterday, he told reporters at his first coronavirus briefing in 3 months that his administration wants people to put on a face covering whenever social distancing is not possible. And he said that wearing masks does have an impact, whether you like putting them on or not. The president just wore one publicly for the first time earlier this month. For the first time in 2 weeks, the daily death toll from the coronavirus in the United States exceeded 1,000. Johns Hopkins University reporting 1,056 fatalities with nearly 63,000 new infections. The last time the death toll had jumped above 1,000 was back on the 7th of July. Home Depot is the latest major retailer requiring that all shoppers wear masks inside their stores. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, so this couple, ladies and gentlemen, a Kentucky couple said they were placed on house arrest and fitted with ankle monitors after one of them tested positive for the corona. But then they refused to sign a county self-isolation order. And I guess what happened was the government said this lady's refusing to isolate or be quarantined. And so they sent the sheriff. Sheriff John Ward told the Herald later that his office did assist the health department and officials in executing what they call a, or court documents from a Hardin County Circuit Court judge. So the sheriff did participate in this. Well, here's the debate. The government says she's refusing to isolate or quarantine. And she said, no, I'm not. I am isolating and quarantining, and I have no problem doing so. But when they want me to sign an order that I will not leave my house for any reason, I will not sign it. Because if there's an emergency at my house for any other reason, I do not want to violate the order. So I won't sign it, but I will quarantine or isolate. And the debate rages now because the government went in, they placed ankle monitors on them and said, hey, if you go more than 200 feet from your house, we'll be notified and you'll be arrested. This is where we're getting flat out of control. And you can say to me, Sam, this is an isolated extreme example. And my question to you is it? Or is it the start of something much more sinister? I don't know. But I know this. When the sheriff literally comes out with a bunch of people and, you know, five cars and eight people and literally forces ankle monitors on people, people are being forced to isolate and or quarantine or forced to sign an order saying they will comply, literally locking down their movements 100%. Kurt, it's out of control. I don't know where to go with this, but it's out of control. And I know some people would say, well, Sam, the safety is at stake. This lady's positive. What if she ran around and got everybody sick? I understand all that. But I also understand that at what point can you just lock people down and force them to sign an order? So at first they requested that she sign an order. And she said, well, if I have my choice, my agency, I'm going to choose not to sign it. Well, the request turned into an ankle monitor, Kurt.
That does sound like a good time, Sam. I mean,
yeah, you know, Kurt's the just one having thing a great time everywhere, isn't he, folks?
One thing I recommend to people, you know, as quickly as possible, is leave the big cities, leave the out-of-control states, and head to places where, you know, freedom is actually a little bit in practice still.
It's a good idea. It's just hard to get places in those places or areas, you know?
Yeah, the reports I've seen out of places like New York is saying, man, I'll tell you what, you got a hard time to find a U-Haul heading out, but you can sure get them cheap to go in.
Good point. But it's even hard to get places like land or houses or everything else. It's just getting so expensive, and the land's controlled by the government everywhere. The more west or in the Rocky Mountains that you get, the land's just completely controlled. Going to California or the West Coast isn't an idea. You got to go to the Midwest, the south of the Rocky Mountains, the only place for safety. But, man, it's really hard to find places to live in those things or places. It's expensive. And the problem is that if you live in New York or some of these other places, California, selling your house is now becoming tough. So I don't know what to think. I think you're right on the point, though, Kurt, that being out of the city is the best plan, without a doubt. I'm just pointing out that it's hard to do. Speaking of where you live, Tucker Carlson's not too happy. Tucker Carlson now says the New York Times plans an article to reveal the location of his home in order to injure his family and shut him up. Did you see this one, Kurt?
I did see that. Yeah, he's a little concerned with what the phrase is. What do they call it? Doxing. You know, once again, even Tucker, you know, you think, well, this guy's in video. He can certainly use things like Zoom or whatever. Then he ought to go to a place where his family's safe and doesn't have to worry about these out-of-control mobs and that kind of thing, at least in my opinion. But they're pretty much trying to get rid of anybody in the media that they don't, doesn't kowtow to them. And that's one of the way they do it, with bullying and other threatening things that you see going on, I think.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think it's a horrible tactic for the New York Times to do this. And I don't think we ought to spend time running around paying for bodyguards for people or anything, but I do not believe you should just expose, especially, you know, people like us in the media that are, you know, very controversial or willing to take the other side of the story or willing to do true investigative reporting or whatever else. You know, from the Seth Rich murder on, you know, back to the Vince Foster murder, on forward to the Oklahoma City bombing, on forward to the coronavirus discussions, you know, they're putting all of us in danger, and they're literally putting a target on our backs. You know, I was very critical of Glenn Beck when he said that anybody who doesn't believe in 9/11 is willing to work with Al-Qaeda to destroy the country, because I believe he put a big target on our backs then. You know, I don't believe in the 9/11 official story. But I also don't believe in a lot of the conspiracies surrounding 9/11 either. But you know what? I'm not willing to work with Al-Qaeda to destroy the country. I've been doing my very best for over 25 years to protect the greatest country on the face of the earth and to bring people back to the peaceful solutions that made America great. And you would say, well, Sam, the revolution wasn't a peaceful solution. I understand. But I think for the most part, for our 200-plus year history, peace has been the order of the day. Peace and prosperity and tranquility and stability and all those things. But anyway, I feel bad for old Tucker Carlson, and I don't know what's to be done about it. But this doxing is out of control and putting people in harm's way, in my opinion. And I pray the New York Times does not do that. Now, again, we shouldn't take a page out of their playbook. You know, we could probably get a bunch of New York Times reporters and start to dox them too, Kurt. But I don't see how the effort of doxing everybody and putting everybody in harm's way is a good idea. Like, there's a lot of New York Times reporters that, in my opinion, are, well, I'm not happy with their reporting at all because I don't think they're accurate or fair or honest. But I wouldn't want to put them in harm's way, Kurt. That's just not a tactic that I would want to employ. Do you want to respond to that? It's just not how we should behave. And I don't want to go to the low.
Well, it's true. We should, we're counseled by the Prince of Peace to love our enemies, and treat others the way we'd want to be treated. So, of course, it wouldn't be appropriate to do that. But at the same time, if we are in danger, I don't think it's smart to stay in a dangerous place, like in Tucker Carlson's case. It's not like he doesn't have the means to move or to go to a safer place. Apparently he's already done at least one move, and we may just have to realize that if media sources, like in this case it's Fox, but if they do want to have somebody like a Tucker Carlson who is willing to go against people like BLM or whatever, then they're going to have to maybe have him, video in remotely instead of trying to come into their so-called studios. That's just not necessary in the world we live in to do that.
Yeah, you're right. Is he in New York now, I think? And I mean, look, Rush went to Florida. Glenn Beck went to Texas, just to name a few, right? So your point's well taken, and I think that is one of the answers. I think there's two points here. One, we need to get out of harm's way. That's an individual choice that Tucker and family can make, Tucker and company should and could make, that Kurt's advocating for, and I couldn't agree more. I completely agree. However, I would say this, though. We need to shame these New York Times people and others in terms of outing people and putting people in harm's way in the first place, too. This has got to stop. And, some would say, well, let's give them a taste of their own medicine. Let's escalate the war. I don't think we ought to give them a taste of their own medicine. I think what we ought to do is set the moral high ground and just say, look, we're not going to stoop low to those tactics. We're also going to shame you and say, you know what? Those tactics are not appropriate. In the meantime, I agree we need to get Tucker and others out of harm's way if it's a real harm, not just a propaganda story in the first place. So I pray for Tucker's family. And by the way, I pray for the families who are planning to dox Tucker, because if you're not very careful now, some hackers or some people on the internet or some revenge group will get the names of some of these people that are doxing Tucker and dox right back. And the last thing I want to see is a dox war where more and more people are in harm's way. I don't care if they're my friends or, people who I would disagree with politically, Kurt. Either way, I'm concerned, and I don't want to see more of it. I don't want to dox Hillary, and I don't want to dox even the people that I don't agree with. I don't want to do that. I don't think that's helpful. I think we got to step back from the rhetoric, step back from the escalation, and say, listen, we can disagree agreeably. We can disagree and remain civil. That's the message that I would like to send. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, hopefully one of the greatest think tanks in America.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get Kosher Certified. which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher-tified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. I guess the White House has an email out, kind of a press release or a promo. I think they're spot on this one, folks. Here's what the White House is saying. White House, quote, shootings and other crimes spike in the poorest neighborhoods when cops pull back. So they're basically saying, listen, the last thing we need is less police officers and less cops. And when we push for that, and when that happens, the poorest neighborhoods suffer the most. You have literally shootings spike. All right. Shootings and other crimes spike in the poorest neighborhoods when cops pull back. I think the White House is spot on this, Kurt, and I think it's something that we need to clearly realize. I understand that the cops can be heavy-handed, and I agree that needs to stop as well. But jettisoning the cops, swinging the pendulum from one extreme to the other is just not the answer. And I think the White House is literally, in my opinion, advocating the right spot here, which is to say, hey, we do need some reform. Amen. But look, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater, to use an old, colloquialism? Is that how you say that? Okay, we got to be very careful here. I think the White House, not creating mandates, but providing tremendous common sense guidance, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. It's sure nice to have some common sense coming at you from at least somewhere.
Amen to that. Anyway, I thought that was interesting, and I commend the White House, and sadly, I agree with the White House. I say sadly, not that I agree with the White House, but that we have to really talk about this. You know, they're pulling back the police, and crime is rising. Shootings are literally out of control. Shootings are spiking. I wish we didn't have to say this after these spikes are happening to make the point. I wish we could all come together with common sense solutions. That's why I think we got to do a whole lot less doxing, a whole lot less extremes, a whole lot less rioting and violence. And I hope we can come together and peacefully discuss. And I hope we can learn to disagree agreeably. I know that sounds like impossible in our society, but it's something I pray for and think we should earnestly strive for. All right, the Missouri Attorney General doing a good job, in my opinion. So the McCloskeys, who are they? They're the couple you heard about in the news that I guess what happened is they had some guns, and the rioters and stuff like that, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, whatever else, were rolling through their neighborhood. And when they came by, the McCloskey couple said, hey, you know what, you're not coming on our property. And they brandished their weapons and said, hey, we'll defend. You know what? It's time to peacefully go on your way, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, the battle kind of ensued. They did move on their way. But then some aggressive action came from the government to the McCloskey family and said, we're going to take away your guns. You were out of control. So much for the Castle Doctrine, etc. And now the Missouri Attorney General, doing a great job, in my opinion, filing motion to dismiss the charges against the McCloskeys. And as this whole thing unfolds, Kurt, I wonder, the only people with charges are the folks that were peacefully at their own home? And I think it's a lockdown neighborhood, too, or a protected neighborhood, or whatever it's called. What do they call that? When you've got like a, gate that you got to go through or whatever?
Yeah, they call that a gated community.
Yeah, that's a word. Good. Gated community. Okay, and they're sitting there, and then these thugs come, and then who's guilty of the crime? Who's got charges? None of the rioters and people who violated the gated communities, attempted security. But I commend the Missouri Attorney General. I don't know who else could jump aboard for this, but something's got to be done, Kurt. Now, they didn't shoot anybody and get crazy. They just simply said, look, there's a line here you're not going to cross. Do they have that right as a family in their, quote, gated community to have that, Kurt? And that's kind of the debate before us right now, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Whose property is it? Is it theirs? And do we have a Second Amendment with the right to keep and bear arms? You know, I mean, just ask those simple questions.
They're all fair, open-minded, honest questions for sure. But you know what? It's getting out of control. Let me give you the comparison to make the point. One group is trying to have reason and common sense and patience. The other group is just spiraling out of control. All right, listen carefully to these two headlines back to back to make the point. Abolition of the United States is the real goal, says a Portland, Oregon riot organizer. Let me say that again. A Portland, Oregon riot organizer is saying this. Abolition of the United States is the real goal. You know, to me, that is treason. That is absolute treason. The goal is to abolish the United States? Well, then here's what the government says. The government in Portland, Kurt. Portland leaders plead, end the violence, let's talk. Now, I agree with end the violence, let's talk, Kurt, completely. But I don't know how you talk with somebody that says my goal is to flat out abolish, destroy the United States. I don't know really how those two sit down and talk, do you? All right, we lost Kurt.
Well, I just figured that was one of those questions that just basically answered anyway.
No, it's not a rhetorical question. Here's what it really is. It's a brainstorming question to say, how can they sit down and talk? What olive branch can you put forward to somebody who wants to abolish the United States? What can be said? I'm not sure what could be, I don't know if you say, why do you want to abolish the United States? I'm a decent negotiator, but I'm not sure how you open up the door for discussion with one guy coming in saying, hey, my whole goal is to abolish the whole United States. And the other guy's going, can we sit down and talk? I get it, and I agree that we should sit down and talk. I'm not so sure how that dialogue begins. You know, is there a way for me to talk you off the ledge of complete abolition of the United States? There? Can I talk you down from that ledge? Is that the view of just one or a few or the majority of these leaders, and not only in Portland, but across the country that are starting these equivalents to Chaz or whatever you call them. But what do you say to these people, and how do you work through this in a meaningful way?
Well, there are just certain people you really literally can't deal with, Sam. I mean, I know that's hard to understand, but like, for example, with communists or socialists, if you're going to take the principles of the U.S. Constitution and the American way, free enterprise system, and try to merge those, you can't. They're diabolically opposed. They do not go together. And so then you, even Rush Limbaugh will mention things like, you just have to win this. You don't have to negotiate around it. You have to win, and you have to push freedom forward, and that's what has to be done.
I agree with you completely, and so would the Trump administration, Kurt. Me, you, and the Trump administration are completely aligned on this. Here's the deal. Abolition of the United States is the real goal, says Portland riot organizer. Portland leaders plead, well, wait a minute, let's end the violence and let's talk. Well, President Trump sees it like you do, Kurt, and like I do, by the way, which is, you just can't really sit down and talk with those people. I appreciate those ideas. But at this point, these people are hardened, radical, and they want nothing but abolition of the whole country. Well, so now here's the headline to typify President Trump's position, which I completely agree with. Here's what's happening. They say, quote, these are the Portland leaders. These are the Portland rioters that want to destroy the country. They say this. This is not a dictatorship. Portland protesters push back harder against Trump and federal agents. What's happening? Federal agents are like me and Kurt. They're going, I don't know how you talk the way through this. We're going to start arresting people who are inciting violence, insurrectionists who want to destroy the country. And so now the protesters are going, wait a minute, this isn't a dictatorship. So they want to abolish the country, but they want to use the idea that it's not a dictatorship to get us to stop. But the problem is they won't stop. The problem is they want to destroy the country. And so President Trump says, wait a minute, you know what? You've crossed the line here to insurrection, to violence against the United States. We won't tolerate it. So now you've got federal government officials expanding their power and saying, we're going to stop you from attacking this country. We're going to stop you from abolishing the United States. That's your real goal. But then they fire back, this is not a dictatorship. Let us run around and destroy the country. The Portland, Oregon leaders are just kind of ignorant in the middle of this, going, well, why don't we just talk? Well, I wish talking would work, but we're beyond that point. When they start destroying private property, when they start literally taking over sections of cities, when violence explodes, rape, pillage, plunder, murder, you got this Chaz leader that was a rapper that literally was this, in my opinion, enemy combatant kind of a guy, literally creating an insurrection in the United States. I don't really want expanded federal power. And I don't really believe, for the most part, in the federal government getting involved in state and local affairs. But at some point, Kurt, somebody somewhere has got to stop the insurrection and keep the peace. And that's where Trump is. And now what they're saying against President Trump is, hey, this is not a dictatorship. Well, I agree. And that's why we're not going to let you set up your Chaz dictator, whatever that guy's name was, I don't have it in front of me, or any of your other leaders to create insurrection in the country. I agree it's not a dictatorship. President Trump has had a very light hand at first on this. But now when they're literally openly saying our ultimate goal is to destroy, to abolish the United States. You've gone too far now. You're not saying you want equal opportunity for black people or we want women's rights or, you know, you're not saying those things. You're saying I want the overthrow of America. And I think President Trump, sad to say, I don't want to bring in the federales either. But what do? Do you just let the insurrection grow till it's too big to stop? Kurt, I think not. Final comment.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, Sam. you've got to have our country to have a lawless country is what these people are advocating for. You don't have protection for anyone. You don't have protection for criminals who might want their day in court. What you really have is just, whoever's the biggest, baddest, toughest bully is going to dominate until the next one, somebody else takes them out. If that's what they're advocating for, then I think there's plenty of countries like that that they could go to, but we've got these no-go zones in America and plenty of big cities. People can identify them, and they've identified them before. We just got to move forward with the proper role of government and return to godly principles, and that's our only safe move.
Amen to that. I agree completely. By the way, while we're worrying about this and while the president's worrying about this insurrection in the country, the Democrat National Committee, or the DNC, is furious. Why? Because John Kasich, a Republican, is speaking at the Democratic Convention coming up. It's just like, what? What are you talking about? It's crazy town. All right, hour one in the can, hard-hitting politics. Next hour, let's move to something a lot softer and a lot more hope-filled. Shall we? Our prayers are with the country, I'll tell you that right now. Peace, by following the Prince of Peace, is the answer. LovingLiberty.net, God save the Republic of the United States of America.